Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
K Morning Show, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Welcome to Wednesday, November 19th. So big news of the day probably is out of Washington once again, as you usually anticipate these days especially. So what about the Epstein files? CBS's Michael George.
We're closer to seeing what's in the Justice Department's files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The bill forcing the agency to release all unclassified Epstein files is expected to land on President Trump's desk today after nearly unanimous bipartisan support in the House and the Senate. The president dropped his opposition to the bill and has promised to sign it after realizing he could no longer stop the effort. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest on this. What happens next?
After President Trump gets this bill and then signs it, the Department of Justice will have 30 days to make Epstein files public. This morning, Epstein survivors are taking this all as a win. Once a long shot,
the bill is passed.
Now a done deal. 427-1, House lawmakers approved a measure to force the Department of Justice to release files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Hours later, unanimous consent to clear the Senate once the bill arrives today.
The Senate has now passed the Epstein bill.
We did it!
Outside the Capitol, Epstein survivors celebrated after sharing their stories.
This was me at 14 years old. I was a child.
Jenalisa Jones spoke about how she met Epstein at his home in Palm Beach.
It was my first encounter with a man, and in that manner, and it set the tone for the rest of my life.
Tuesday's vault, the culmination of months-long pressure and drama on Capitol Hill.
What do the American people want to know? They want to know who else visited Epstein's Island, who raped young girls, who abused young girls.
I want to see every single name released so that these women don't have to live in fear and intimidation.
After working to try and get some Republicans to vote against the measure, President Trump has said he would sign the Epstein documents bill. Still Tuesday, he bristled at questions.
You just keep going on the Epstein files. And what the Epstein is a Democrat hoax.
And called it a distraction. Posting on social media, he wants Republicans to focus on all of the victories since he took office. Now, what's unclear is how much of the Epstein files will get released. Some documents could be held back to protect the rights of survivors. And then President Trump recently ordered the DOJ to investigate any connection between Epstein and a couple of prominent Democrats. That could limit the public release as well. So, Michael, I think it's safe to say that this is not over.
And that is CBS's Jared Hill. So finally, after all this time, and we'll see what is revealed or not revealed, how many of the files are actually going to be released, and answers a lot of questions.
The difficulty that they're going to run into here is that they're going to find out who visited Epstein's Island, but a visit to the island doesn't necessarily mean that they engaged in sex with underage girls.
And there is a long list of people, apparently famous people, not just political people like Bill Clinton.
Including people who probably weren't aware of what was going on there. And now their names are going to be drug into this.
One of them was Bill Gates, apparently.
There's an example.
Microsoft founder whose wife, Melinda Gates, spoke to CBS television and suggested part of the reason they got divorced was that relationship. And
with Epstein.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because Melinda met him apparently once and was creeped out by him and told Bill so.
Like, yeah.
What are you spending time with this guy for?
You know, by the way, Larry, as long as you're on this topic, I found something interesting in the reporting of this story. I guess it was last week. Was it last week that it was reported that one of Epstein's communications said that Trump, quote unquote, knew about the girls? Yeah. You know what the rest of that sentence said?
No.
It said President Trump knew about the girls and told Ghislaine to stop.
So.
Interesting. I wonder what that means.
It will be. I don't know how revolutionary or revealing it will be in terms of people's demand to want to know. And those who say, well, why do people want to know now? It's such a natural curiosity at this point. People want to know, A, who's on the list, particularly who's on the list of people that visited the island where a lot of this took place. But it wasn't the only place. I mean, there were places in Florida and New York City, apparently,
too.
Well,
he was prosecuted in Florida for similar crimes.
And he got away with it for a long time because he had the financial wherewithal to just keep throwing lawyers and influence on everything. So here we are. And the question is, other people asking, was Epstein actually murdered in prison as opposed to suicide because of the concern of other people who were on the list? And again, the list is long. And there are a lot of famous names on that list, and I'm sure they're not feeling real comfortable today because, to your point, just because someone visited the island doesn't necessarily mean they engaged in that activity.
And I think that is the reason why there's been a reluctance to release all these documents.
But however, if you were a visitor to the island, it would definitely give people an opportunity to lean in on you and your life, even if you know you're innocent of any wrongdoing. So it's complicated.
I see this getting messier than it already is. Do you?
Yeah, but at this point, at least there's some movement, because otherwise it's just a constant conversation.
Well, at least the information's coming out and we can, you know, move past the congressional circus that unfolded yesterday.
It's really
remarkable watching the lawmakers gather around with their little signs and, you know, having their little impromptu press conferences, you know, taking the high ground. They're using it as an opportunity to, you know, to grandstand. And I mean, isn't that clear? Right.
Well, look at the
vote. And from both sides of the aisle.
Look at the vote.
Right.
When did we get a vote of that many people voting the same way on one thing?
There was just one in the House who voted against.
That's it.
And I don't even know why.
So once the president said, go ahead, release him, so that allowed the Republican side to say, okay, let's go through the exercise and see where. Top stories driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Paul, did you know it's World Toilet Day? I'm not sure what we're supposed to do with
that. I'm overjoyed, Larry.
And what is the genesis of that, and who put it up there?
That's the question, my friend.
Although I will say, I was at one of those home shows several years ago. They had one out in Monroeville, and they had a whole area where they had the latest inventions in technology in bathrooms. And in particular, I guess the Japanese have all these apparatus for these toilets. There are some, I think there's one made in the U.S. Todo, and it has features where it lights up when you walk into the room, and it knows if it's you, and it either lifts the seat or keeps the seat down. The seat is heated.
Yeah.
It has lighting and...
And also probably a bidet combination as well. By the way, Todo is a Japanese company.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, their fixtures are in my bathroom.
I thought Toto was a great rock band from the...
Either that or the dog from the movie, right?
So Toto is a Japanese company.
Yeah, but they have expanded well into the U.S. market. And one of the things that they're famous for is a bidet. It's a combination toilet and bidet. So not many people have those in their houses. The first one I saw was on a trip to Europe, and everybody was asking, what's this for next to the toilet?
Well, years ago, I was on an island, and there was a couple from Texas, and there were the bidets in the rooms of this resort. And we went to dinner with these people. There were different couples, one from New York, one from Dallas, you know. And the woman, she goes, I tell you what, this hotel is so beautiful. She goes, they got foot washers.
Oh, yeah.
And she thought it was to remove the sand from your feet.
Well, I'll give you another one. When we ran into our first bidet, we were on a choir trip in Europe, right? So we had, you know, we slept two to a room. And the guy that I was rooming with washed his socks in it.
So what do you do with World Toilet Day? You do what you do every day. Meanwhile, Thanksgiving is a week from tomorrow.
Wow.
And it looks like a lot of people have planned to lay down the law to guests and family members to avoid awkward conversations at the dinner table or during the day.
Say this again. What's the first part of this again?
There are people who are planning to lay the law down of what's not to be discussed.
Which people are these? Like family members, you mean?
Yeah, the people that are hosting the family dinners.
I understand now.
According to a new nationwide survey, almost two-thirds of millennials plan to sit at the kids' table to avoid questions about how they're not married yet.
I agree with that. I've seen it happen. And I did it when I was still single.
Did you?
Really?
I did. And I think maybe that's because I have a young, like, you know, I love talking to kids. I love hearing how their brain works. And they're just funny. So sitting at the kid table is more fun kind of to me.
But admittedly, you have done this not only for the joy of the children, but mm-hmm. to avoid the adults.
Yes, and I've actually done it like my first year or two of marriage. I absolutely was sitting with my nieces and nephews. I'm like, so tell me about yourself.
Well, you know when you know what the next question is for you, right?
What?
Since you've been married 4 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you know, when are you going to hatch out?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, that is funny because I'm getting that a lot. And then certain people haven't asked me, surprisingly. But, I mean, we're getting to that time for
sure.
Well,
you know, for what I know, what little I know, I mean, we work together and I've never met Vinny. But, mm-hmm. you know, please go ahead. You guys seem to be a great couple.
Thank you, Paul.
We need more good people.
And, you know, on a serious note, we have put in the work. You know, because we actually have opposite personalities.
Good.
Opposite. So we had
wonderful.
To work on it. Yeah.
Opposites attract.
Yeah.
Right? All right. 40% of Americans have already banned guests from talking about politics. A third have made discussing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Money off limits, and about a quarter say comments on someone's weight are a dinner table no-no.
It's amazing that people have to be told these things. It really is.
How about don't come next year?
Yeah.
If you've misbehaved...
To-go plates.
I mean, if you've been invited to someone's home, even if it's family, you don't bring this stuff up, right?
Who
brings this stuff up?
You know who they are. Everybody's got these people in their lives.
100%.
And there's always this edge about, is so-and-so going to drop something that's going to upset the crowd?
The last time I was... For the holidays in Seattle over Christmas, my sister was greatly relieved that an in-law would not be there for this very reason. Now you talk about that, yeah.
When they're digging the stuffing out of the bird, it's like, I wonder if they'll find the Epstein files in there.
Larry, that's a good one.
Oh, what a delightful topic over Thanksgiving
and
dinner.
Hey, Fred, how many seconds are you going to have? Good God, man. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How about, I'm going to sit at the kids' table this year.
It is the most refreshing, hilarious thing you'll ever do.
Yeah. What,
it's one of my favorite things is waiting for one of them to put the olives on their fingers, on the tips of their fingers. That was a big thing with the little kids in my family.
That's just for kids? Oh, it's adults when you dip them in the martini.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I had... one of my young granddaughters yesterday told me, you're Mr. Fancy Pants, Pap. Is that right, honey?
Wow. I love that.
You were at the airport. Oh, don't mention the airport.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, right?
All right. What not to talk about at Thanksgiving also includes traffic. This is the time of year where healthcare choices are made by many. In fact, with our own company, we just wrapped that window up last week, and healthcare has been the focus and insurance programs for a long time. What happens next? Nobody's 100% sure. So we're going to go to the source right there with a family physician, Dr. Natalie Gentile, Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh. Doctor, welcome back.
Good morning, Larry.
Curious how many times people ask you about healthcare insurance questions, probably daily in a practice, I would imagine.
All the time, yeah, and even at, my kids' baseball games.
Oh, yeah, once they find out what you do. Hey, Doc, if it's not looking at something on their arm or otherwise asking you questions. So the status for you on the front line as a physician, what is the state of healthcare insurance for many right now?
Oh, people are confused. They're scared. And there's big question marks, the big one being how are they going to afford health insurance coverage in 2026? Some people's projected premiums are going to be doubled, possibly, if not more. And for most families, they can't afford that.
And in your practice, obviously, you have a team that deals with the paperwork involved. And I guess there's such a gray area. A lot of people just don't know what the new year will bring.
Exactly. I have a really interesting practice model where I don't directly accept insurance. So my patients pay me a monthly membership. And interestingly, I have a lot of patients who are uninsured completely or who are underinsured, meaning that they have, catastrophic insurance plans or very high deductible plans. And the reality for that entire population is, In the end, paying cash or self-paying for a lot of their health care is far more affordable than paying month to month for insurance and not really certain what you're going to get for it.
Interesting, because this is a model that's probably very atypical for many people.
It is. If you think about kind of your old school family doc that lives down the street, my dad describes it, they paid cash when you have a sore throat. And that person came to do a home visit. There was a direct contract between the physician and the patient, and that is what the direct primary care model is. And what it allows for is the patient and the doc have this very tailored, closed relationship, which means we do a ton in office. My patients have 1 hour long visits if they want. They have my cell phone number. They have this direct relationship. So I can practice at the top of my scope of training. I do as much as I can in office as a family physician. And that a lot of times keeps my patients out of urgent care, out of the ER, and out of specialist's office unless it's absolutely needed. But that's extremely atypical, right? The typical traditional insurance-based model means, you know, maybe 10-minute visits with your doc, and a lot of times patients are being referred out, and in the end, it's not necessary.
We have heard, we're talking to Dr. Natalie Gentile from Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh. We have heard so many times, especially over the past months when we were in the government shutdown in particular, one side and the other battling, and healthcare was the sticking point.
Yes.
And even though we opened up the government, that issue hasn't been resolved, has it?
It has not been resolved. It's still a huge question mark. And the reality is, as you mentioned, you know, your company just closed up with choosing for plans next year. It's not resolved. And people now are kind of locked in for next year at this point with potentially astronomically higher costs.
Yeah, I'm not sure who decided you have to lock in. We don't lock in a lot of things. Why is that the case where in late fourth quarter, you got to lock in with your healthcare if you're fortunate enough to work with a company that has it?
Well, and another question is, you as the consumer, you know, choosing your health insurance, do you know what you get for it? We walk into a grocery store and we see the price right then and there for how much our produce costs, et cetera, et cetera. So you're able to make decisions based on your budget with cost transparency of what you're getting. The reality with insurance is you're paying a monthly premium. For what? Because a lot of times patients end up getting bills that make no sense, right? Or costs they could never have planned for. And so there's not cost transparency truly. With the direct care model, for example, I had a patient yesterday who had a boatload of labs I ordered for him. The cost was going to be $18 for these labs because I know exactly how it's going to cost, how much it's going to cost. Now, if he had run that for insurance, it could be $400, $500. And who knows how much his insurance would have covered of that. So, you know, we have these decisions that we're making kind of blindly when it comes to choosing health insurance and what we're actually going to get for it.
Yeah, apparently there is not transparency enough for people to even know, for instance, the cost of medications. I know there are forces at work to try to mitigate that. But in the meantime, the concerns are that people's health care is going to definitely go up. It's just a question of how much and how affordable it will be.
Correct. And that will lead to big time problems down the line of people not really utilizing resources properly. And I mean, people going to the emergency room for their primary care, right? Or people going to the emergency room or urgent care because they can't access their primary care doc or don't have one, right? And that is something we're seeing in very overloaded healthcare system. And I don't anticipate it's going to be getting better in 2026.
Dr. Natalie Gentile, Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh. I appreciate your time as always this morning, Doc. At the bottom line, you have to take care of the people physically, but there is also a mental and financial aspect that's included in your repertoire.
So true. So true. Thanks, Larry, for bringing light to this issue.
The House and Senate have passed a bill to require the release of the Epstein files.
Let the truth come out. Let transparency reign.
And hopefully that's what happens, but we'll see. And I guess there is a natural curiosity at this point to say, well, who's on the list?
The new terminal at Pittsburgh International getting good reviews from air travelers. Our Tamira Rush did some asking around yesterday.
If you were to rank this on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Oh, definitely a 10.
That's what it felt like being there yesterday morning. And operationally, I think things went pretty smooth when you consider 25,000 passengers move through those hallways, and day one went pretty well.
It did. And congratulations to everyone involved, tens of thousands of people who made that a reality. Now, the question is, will the Steelers' starting quarterback be starting in Chicago?
Aaron's got a fracture in his wrist. It does not require surgery. Really, it's just about bracing it and securing it for his comfort and safety. It's about how functional he is. And so we don't have the answers to that, we stand here today. But certainly, I would imagine we're going to get some clarity as we push through the week.
Well, there it is. The question is, if it's fractured, I would think any kind of fall or hit may exacerbate. How's that for a big word?
Right.
The situation.
It sounds like it's a hairline fracture or something small, but If they can brace it adequately, I guess he could play. I don't know.
My recommendation is duct tape.
You know, it does sound, though, the way that Tomlin was talking about this, like Aaron would play. We'll see. And we're hearing reports that Aaron is pushing to play. He wants to.
And if not, he's had extraordinary success, by the way, playing against the Bears as a Packer.
Yeah, and the Steelers have not done so well at Soldier Field, so we could use all the help we can get.
However, if he can't play, Mason Rudolph will, and it looks like Will Howard would be his backup. As Coach Tomlin has said to us many times, we'll let the week reveal itself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.